Sometimes lev means heart, sometimes it means emotion, sometimes it means the mind. Means the mind. Belev kol anshei das, v'heim rabin. Many, many mitzvahs like that. It says, v'ein ba'aseres ha-devorim rak ha-shabbos levada, she'eino b'chlal shikul ha-das. He says, the only mitzvah in the aseres ha-devorim that is not implanted in the mind of man is Shabbos itself. The only exception. Interesting. It comes out lo yia lecha, lo sasa lecha, pesach, kol tmunah is all implanted. Al kein maskil b'chol o'am v'loshon modim bohem. Ki hein netun b'shikla das. That's why everybody accepts the Aseres HaDibros. Everybody in the world accepts it. You see, it's this world accepted. He says, because people can sense that it's correct. V'aleyem ein lohosif v'lo legroa. And then he says, V'heim sheshama Avraham. Avraham Avinu kept those mitzvahs. In mitzvos ha'acheros no sophos. Together with other mitzvos. Then he goes on, so I guess, V'ashem lo nosan ha'torah rak v'anshe adas. He says, God only gave the Torah to people that have intelligence. U'mi she'en lo das, person that has no das, ein lo Torah. He has no Torah. Okay, that's the end of the first. That's the end of the first. That's his description of the first group. Okay, so the first group basically, what does he mean really by the first group? What does he mean? It doesn't mean like most people think. He doesn't mean like most people think. Yellow sirtzach is a common sense law, because you can't have a society where there is no such a prohibition. You see, that's not what he means. He doesn't mean that there are certain laws that are dictated by society, because you can't have a society. If people steal, you won't have a society. So what some people refer to as mitzvos, they think that those are mitzvos shaseh ha-machad. That's not what he's saying, really. He's saying more. He's saying that, what is he referring to? He's referring to perfection. Perfection. In other words, every chacham, every true philosopher who has intelligence and knowledge and studies man and studies God's chachmah will walk away with certain principles of how to live their lives. It's like the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva. So the Rambam says that most people are convinced that the taivas are really the greatest thing in life, and if a person can just be let loose with all his taivas, he'd have a great life. He says, but the anshei, the chachomim, the chachmei lemes know that this is an illusion. It's not true. That means to say that it's a person that has das has a different understanding of life. You see, that's what he means. He means perfection. It means without the Torah itself, there were people that philosophers that restricted themselves because they knew that it is a mistake for a person to think that if he doesn't restrict himself in his type, he's going to have a better life. That's not true. So therefore, they imposed restrictions on themselves. And there were people that were knowing precious because of Seichel. So that's what the Rambam, that's what the Ibn Ezra is saying. The Ibn Ezra is saying that there are mitzvos that those are the mitzvos that Avraham Avinu kept. It means Avraham Avinu was a perfected individual, and the perfection dictates a certain understanding and a certain lifestyle, okay, and he says, and Avraham Avinu really, those are the mitzvos of Avraham Avinu, and that's one group of mitzvos of the Torah, perfection itself. And he says, in the Aseres HaDibros, the only one that's an exception is Shabbos, and hopefully I'd like to come back to Shabbos. Okay. And why that's the only one. But anyways, now he says like this. He says, V'aderech ha-shenis, the second derech, mitzvos ha-ne'alomos, the mitzvos that are hidden. V'ein mefurashos lo matzivos. It's not explained openly why they were commanded. Now he goes like this. The chalila chalila shetia mitzvah achas mehen makheshes shikul adas. He says, chalila chalila, that there should be any mitzvah that goes against rationality, against chachma. Raki says, an interesting thing, anachnu chayovim lishmor kol asher tzivanu Hashem, we are obligated to keep everything that God commanded us. Whether we understand the sod, it's revealed to us, or whether it's not revealed to us, we have to keep every mitzvah. Now, v'im motzanu achas mehen makheshes shikul adas, and if we should find one of the mitzvahs that goes against reason, okay, it is not proper that we should believe that this mitzvah is to be taken literally. Interesting, even as interesting. Rak besifrei chachomeinu zal nevakesh. But we look into the svarim of our chachomim. We search in the svarim of our chachomim. Ma ta'amo, what is its reason? Imu al derech moshal, if perhaps it's not something literal. The imlo motzonu zekosuv, and if we don't find such a thing, we search among the chachamim and we still don't find anything. He says, nevakesh anachnu, we ourselves will start searching. And we will search with all our abilities. Ulai nuchal lesaken oso. Maybe somehow we can establish it. Okay, it doesn't mean lesaken to correct it, to establish it. The im lo yocholnu, and if we can't do that, we're unable to do that. He says, "Nani cheno kasher hi." Then we leave it as it is. The no desh lo yodanu mahoya, and we will admit that we don't understand what happened. Amazing, Ibn Ezra. Okay. So, in other words, it's an interesting thing. I mean, the Ibn Ezra saying basically, it sounds almost like a contradiction. First he says that every mitzvah that we have to keep everything, even if we don't know the sod. But then if something goes against the shikul hadas, what he refers to as the shikul hadas, so then what does he say he's supposed to do? He's supposed to search among our chachomenu to discover whether there is a reason. And if we don't discover anything there, then what do? We try to search ourselves. It says, and if not, and then if we still can't understand this, then what do? Nani chena. We leave it. And we just say, we don't know. We don't understand. So isn't that a contradiction to what he said before, that you have to keep the mitzvah whether you know the sod or whether you don't know the sod? What is the answer? First he says you got to keep it whether he knows or whether he don't know. So, and then he says, "Nani chano, abandon it, leave it." What? That's what it means. Yeah, you can't abandon something and follow it. Excuse me. That's what he seems to say. That's what he seems to say. As in what? Doesn't sound that way. Okay. That's why I stopped over there, because I want to show you. You gotta follow. You can't twist a rishon to your own liking. I mean, nanicheno means to leave it. And then he continues and he says, "Kemo like umaltem es orlas levavchan." You should circumcise the orla, the foreskin of your hearts. V'chi hu tzivonu shenirtzachnu ka'achzori. Okay, are you going to say that that's to be taken literally? That means you should kill somebody, basically. Okay, so he says, so you see, So that mitzvah, he says, that's an example of nanichena. Okay? You cannot take that mitzvah literally. That's the example he gives. Okay? So what's the answer to the question? On the one hand, he says you got to do it even if you don't know the sod. On the other hand, he says nanichena. What's the answer? The answer, of course, I mean, I'll just give one basic premise. The answer presupposes a level of knowledge. Okay. But really, what the answer is based upon what he said before. Now you see why he said. When he started off, he said like this. Vashem lo nasana Torah rak la'anshei hadas, umi she'en lo das, ein lo Torah. What the Ibn Ezra is saying is like this, that there are things which we do not understand the sod, okay? In that case, we try to understand the sod, but that doesn't affect our performance. We do it. You understand the sod, doesn't mean you don't do it. But he says, there are things which there can be a situation where something is completely kineged asechel, which means to say it does not, it goes against this the intelligence. He says that we try to understand the solution to that, and we look in Divrei Chachameinu Zal who explain it, and if we don't, we try our best to establish it in every way that we can, but if we can't, he says, then we have to abandon it. Because it's based on the premise that the Torah is, like he says before, the Torah is given to the Anshei Hadas. If something is crazy in an individual's mind, there can be no benefit. Torah and Das are basically synonymous. You can't have Torah. Misha ain lo das, ain lo Torah. So therefore, the Ibn Ezra says that there is a limit. If something is crazy, then you can't do it. That's the basic point. And as an example, that's different than saying something's not crazy, but I don't know the sod. I mean, to the Ibn Ezra, I want to say, the Ibn Ezra, these are very important things. To establish, he's establishing the framework of Kiyama Mitzvahs. I mean, this is a firm Kriya Mitzvahs. It's not a small thing, not an insignificant thing. So, and he gives an example. Umalte meis olas levavchem. Let us say there was no Mesorah on that pasuk. So would anybody say, what would you do? Would you say that literally you should cut a person's heart? I mean, circumcise a person's heart? So we would never do that, no matter what. We would try to understand the pasuk, maybe mean something else. That's an example of it. Here's to be a receiver of hot. Please check wire. Okay. So, who is that? Okay. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. So the Ibn Ezra says, that's the difference. The difference is where something is completely says, that's what he says, Cholila, Cholila, Shetia Mitzvah Achas Mehen Makhesha Shikol Adas. A crazy mitzvah. There cannot be such a thing. It's impossible there should be something, a mitzvah that's crazy. Cannot be. So therefore, he says, because mitzvahs, the mitzvahs perfect an individual. He goes on a little further. You see, it's basically one theme. Explains it. I mean, this does not, people don't like to hear this because they feel that, oh, you see that, a person's going to throw away the mitzvahs. This doesn't mean that every fool has a right to determine, you understand, what is a mitzvah, what is not a mitzvah. It means true chachomim. It means true chachomim. And individuals who are truly chachomim, so they really, they're on a level that they understand what true knowledge is, and it's virtually, it would not help a person to do something. They cannot be. It's impossible there should be a mitzvah that's crazy. That's what he's saying. So therefore, he's telling you what you would do if you find a mitzvah that would be completely, in your understanding, crazy. So therefore, there would be no benefit in doing it. It cannot be such a thing. So what would a person do? He says, in that case, it would be nani chena. Because the Ibn Ezra is just telling you exactly what the framework of Asiyas HaMitzvahs is. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah.
Can you apply the reason to be a geder?
He's talking about mitzvah satar. He's not talking about a specific Navi that receives a Dvar Hashem where he's on a level to understand. That's a different thing. There's a different thing. Okay. But at any rate, that's what he's saying. Okay? Now listen carefully. That goes on. So like this. It's a very interesting universe. He says, that's what he means. Okay, nice like this. The Yodanu, and we know Das Berura, a very clear understanding. Ki kol ha-mitzvos she'enam chayovos mishikol ha-das, every mitzvah that is not necessitated by shikol ha-das, which mishikol ha-das means the das ha-odom, like Avraham Avinu's das before he received Nevuah, so his das, that's the example of Avraham Avinu, because he is the individual that really lived a life completely different than anybody else in his society based upon his das. So that's the Avraham Avinu is the model for that, really. That's really the model for the perfected individual. That's what he says. That's what it means. Ekev Ashashoma Avram Lakol Veyishma Mishmati Mitzvosei Chukosav Esarosei. That's exactly what it means. It means those mitzvahs that are my mitzvahs, God is saying, meaning that God created them because they're Netuos Belev Adam. They're part of the perfection of man. Not that they were received through a tzivoy. That's the way the Ibn Ezra learns. It's a difficult pasuk, but that's what it is in lines, okay? But at any rate, that's a second question. Someone wanted to say that he did receive the mitzvahs, but it's a separate area. This is what Ibn Ezra learned. But regardless, Ibn Ezra's proof is the same anyways. Because Avraham Avinu represents an individual before Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avraham. He lived a life completely apart, completely different, philosophically, practically, everything was completely different. Why? Based upon his chachma. Okay? That's one group of mitzvahs. But the other group of mitzvahs are different. That's what he's discussing here. And answer like this. He says, the Yodanu Das Berura ki kol mitzvahs she'inam chayovos mishikol hadas, the other group, that perfection, a philosopher could never really come to these mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu on his own could not arrive at them. Sod echod yesh l'chol echod mehem. Interesting phrase. Sod echod, one sod, yesh, there exists, l'chol echod mehem. Well, how many sods there? One, how many? it's a double entendre, right? Sod echod yesh, there is one sod, l'chol echod mehem. Does it mean each one has a separate sod? Or does it mean there is one sod for all of them? If you would have said sod echad yesh l'kulam, okay, so then you'd say it's one sod for all. He doesn't say that. He says, if he would have said, that would be one sod for all. If he would have said sod yesh l'chol echad mehen, and left out the first echad, you'd say there is a sod for each one. But he doesn't say that either. He says, "Sod echod yesh l'chol echod mehem." So it seems that this itself is a big sod. What he's saying here, okay? All right, now we'll come back to that. That's what he says. The imnelam, he says, the imnelam, and if it's hidden, then mimenu, then it's from us. I mean, it's not because there is no sod. It's just we, the Lord of Arekum, we can, like Chazal say. It's our weakness. And the fact that we are inferior. Now it's like this. The Ho'ed Alzeh, and I'll bring you a proof for this. Ki ksiv b'miktsasam lo matzivu. Because in some of them it says why they were commanded. Kimo HaShabbos, shehu zecha l'maseh v'reshes. V'chag HaMatzos, l'man tiskos yom tzeischom eretz Yisrael. Why? Vakilayim, pen tigdash. Velo yar velo susim. Velo yoshi vesa'om. Okay? So, lo yar velo susim is why? Because if the fancy horses come from Egypt, velo yoshi vesa'om Mitzrayim. So then the next thing you know, we'll want to go down to Mitzrayim. Vechen lo yar velo noshim, v'iski velo yosir levovo. Why? Many wives, so it'll lead to asaras halev. Velo shehi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Here he's adamant. This is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, velo yosir levovo. He says, kasho kosov ba'alochas shimon ben kayora. In other words, the ba'alochas gedolos counts it as a separate mitzvah. He doesn't know the way. The tam, okay, he says, why? He says, that's velo yosir levovo is a tam. Tam a mitzvah. Now he says, the tam the korobo, reading the Sefer Torah, levilti rum levovo me'echov. Upashas hakel leman yilmedu, okay? The rabos mitzvos kocha, many mitzvos like that. In Cain, yuchal hamaskil, a person who is intelligent, shehashem pashem pakach enov, that God opened up his eyes, he can lodas, he can know, midivrei Torah, from the words of the Torah, sod kol ha-mitzvos. Well, is it one sod or is it many? Okay? All right. Okay. All right, so that's one question. Is it one of them? But another question is, what is he saying? He's saying here that he has a proof. He has a proof that this is so. What's the proof? I'd like to understand the proof. He says, so dechad yesh cholach mehem the inelam, and if it's hidden mimenu, it's from us. V'ho'ed al zeh, the proof of this, ki kosuv b'mitzasam lo matzivu. Some of them it says why, k'mara shabbos shuz ech l'masav reishis, and he goes to list all the ones that few, not all, many. He says, but he gives a few. Okay, and he emphasizes, he's very adamant about arguing at this point with the Baal Halachas Gedolos, that v'lo yosir levovo is not a separate mitzvah. That I want to say, why? What's it doing over here? What's the difference? He has enough, so he'll be missing one, so does that bother him? I mean, you understand? Why is he arguing here with the Baal Halachas Gedolos, first of all, on this point? And secondly, what's the proof altogether? Everybody knows that the Torah says reasons for some of the mitzvahs, but people argue, they say, yeah, where the Torah says that's the reason, fine. But what about the other ones? The other ones, they say, no, those don't have any sodos, the Xeris HaMelech, and that's it. Isn't that correct? So what is this proof? Right? What's this proof? So there are some, yeah, sure. Rishon says, Chatzos, nobody's going to deny that. But where's the proof of that? He seems to say, V'ho'ed al zeh. And the proof of this is Kikasav B'mitzasam L'matzivu, Kamara Shabbos. Okay? So that's my question. My question is, where is the proof? That's number one. And secondly, is it one soto, many sotos? That's the second question. And thirdly, why did he bother over here to argue the Baal Halachas Gedolos on the Yeslova? What is he so concerned about over there? Okay? Yeah, he had enough, it seems. Because even after he gets finished with his list, he says, V'rabos mitzvos kocha. Yeah. I think what he's saying is, What the Ibn Ezra is saying at this point is there's a big unification in what he's saying. See? What he's saying is like this. You see, he's saying he's negating something over here. He's negating something over here. He's negating the fact that people look at the Torah in the wrong way. I mean, that's what he's trying to explain to you. So that's what he's giving this whole framework. Because he's trying to show you that you could take the Derech Hashem, the Mitzvah Hashem, and you could look at them the proper way, and could lead a person to the greatest perfection. But then, a person who's an ignoramus, and that's why I mentioned in the beginning, he says, Mi she'en lo das, ein lo Torah. What does he mention that for? You understand? He says, the first part I understand. He says that, V'Hashem lo nasna Torah rak lanshei das. That also seems not necessary to say, but he said, and then he goes backwards, Misha ain't lo das, ain't lo Torah. So what does he have to say that for? You see? It's a clue. It's a clue. What he's telling you over here is that he is going to discuss something and give a proof. But for the proof, you have to understand what he's trying to prove. You understand? You have to understand he's trying to prove something, but he's trying to prove something which is based on a certain premise, and he doesn't want to say what that premise is because it's too stupid for him. But he simply gives you a clue. He says, Misha ain lo das, ain lo Torah. It means to say that there's a premise of from the people that ain lo am das. And they look at the Torah in a certain way. But he says, I want you to know, the way they look at it is ignorant. It's based on ignorance, it's not based on knowledge, and they don't really have any Torah. In other words, the Torah really can't benefit them because the Torah was given to people that have das. So if you don't like what I'm saying, it's because you're attaching yourself to simply a kind of thinking that just occurs to every child and to every person intuitively, so to speak, not real, not intellectual intuition, but in a primitive kind of intuition, and they feel convinced about that. They're very strong about it. But he's saying that this kind of thinking is thinking without das, and it has nothing to do with the Torah, and a person that thinks that way ain't la Torah, no matter what. Because his whole framework is distorted. See, you understand? That's what he's trying to point. He's trying to point out something which basically, I mean, we've been emphasizing, but he really crystallizes the whole thing. What is he saying over here? What is he saying? You see, and what is the proof? What is the proof? Again, he's only proving some of the mitzvahs. What's the proof of all the mitzvahs? You see what he's saying over here? The people that have no das, they have a certain idea. Their idea is that the mitzvah, the asiyas ha-mitzvah, is like a magical formula. You see, that when you do this mitzvah, somehow or other, doing this specific mitzvah, because it's the Dvar Hashem, you see, it's tied into, and it's not completely crazy. You see, you have to separate the different aspects of the thought. But some aspects might even be approaching the truth. But basically, it's a distortion. What they hold is that doing this action will give them salvation, so to speak. In other words, this is the activity which, per se, because it's a mitzvah, it's like a magical formula, you're doing that is going to cause you to attain something great. You see? So this he disproves very simply. Why? Because all you need for that is miktsas ha-mitzvos. In other words, where it says, for instance, levilti rum levavo me echov, so v'karavo kol yimei chayav is a mitzvah. Correct? But that's like, you're not going to tell me v'karavo kol yimei chayav is different, is something different. Or the loyar below noshim is a law, is a law midaraisa. It's a law for a melech, a law midaraisa. You're going to tell me that law is something different than another law? That one law is inferior to another law? That nobody with any das will say. Yeteris tayag mitzvahs, mitzvahs say mitzvahs laws. Anyone going to say that certain mitzvahs are magical and certain mitzvahs are not magical? I mean, that's crazy. You're going to tell me that one mitzvah is more important, is constructed in a way that it's completely a different kind of a mitzvah? Can't be. Mitzvah lo sa says mitzvah lo sa, and mitzvah says mitzvah say. So the Ibn Ezra says, based upon that, he says, you see, you have a clear proof from the Torah itself. Why? Because the Torah says, levilti rum levavo me echov. Let's take that for instance. Which means that the mitzvah sa say of the karavo kol yimei chayov, what's the reason for it? Levilti rum levavo. So if, for instance, the melech would never lend himself to haromas halev, there would never be such a mitzvah. There wouldn't be such a mitzvah. The loyar belo noshim is a lav, right? But the Torah says, and that's why he argues on the Balas Gedolos, because this is exactly what he's trying to show. The loyar belo noshim, the loyosur levavo. So what is the reason for lo yabalo nashim? Because lo yosel hasaras alev. If the melech weren't prone to hasaras alev, there would be no love. You see. So he's showing you from the fact that the Torah itself, for instance, Shabbos, he says, Zechel Amaseh Vereishis. Zechel Amaseh Vereishis. If, for instance, a person wouldn't need a Zechel Amaseh Vereishis, he wouldn't need Shabbos. So basically what he's showing you is that the Torah itself says that when you look, that the mitzvahs don't have any magical quality to them, that if you do this performance because God told you to do it, that somehow or other the performance itself is endowed with some kind of a quality, you see, which will give you an attainment that that you imagine will give you the greatest good. That's the way of Mi She'ein Lo Das Ein Lo Torah. That's what Ibn Ezra is saying. That type of thinking is Mi She'ein Lo Das Ein Lo Torah. And he says, and the Torah itself openly states that this is false. Because the Torah would never say that a mitzvah is dependent upon a perfection if that were the case, because that would mean the love itself is itself the greatest good. And here the Torah says, no, the love or the asay. The asay is here in existence. Why? Levultirum levavo. If you weren't subject to haram asalei, there wouldn't be this mitzvah. If lo yabalo nashim, if gos lo yasa levavo. If you wouldn't be subject to asalei, there wouldn't be that love. So you see, the Torah itself, in setting up the mitzvahs, it's telling you an open thing, that these mitzvahs have a sod, and the perfection, they contain something which is an entity of perfection, but not the thing itself. That's Mishen Lo Das, you see. That's what the Ibn Ezra said. It's an interesting Ibn Ezra. Interesting Ibn Ezra. Now, it's like this. Now, the question, now we come to the question like this. The question is, in Kain Yuchal Amaskil, Shashem Pokach Einov, Lodas Midivrei Torah, Sod Kolamitvus. Sod Kolamitvus. Okay? Question is, one sod, or is it many sodos? The Lashon before he had was what? He says, Sod Echod Yesh L'chol Echod Mehem. Okay. I think that he purposely wrote it that way. The Sod Kol HaMitzvahs, by the way, there's no one's a bigger Baldictic than Ibn Ezra. He's the biggest Baldictic in the world. Okay? So he wrote, he should have said, if he meant plural, he said Sodos Kol HaMitzvahs. But he says Sod Kol HaMitzvahs. But then again, before, he was very careful to say Sod Echod Yesh Kol HaMitzvahs. Okay. Well, I want to say this. Let's take a look at the one mitzvah that he mentions. For instance, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Mitzvah of Shabbos, okay? So he says that's the one in the Aseret HaDibros that really is not something that a philosopher, even Avraham Avinu, would be able to figure it out. Okay, on his own. All right. But now it's interesting. In Shabbos is mentioned more than once. Once in the Aseret HaDibros. Once in the Aseret HaDibros. And then again, you have it in... you have it over here. I don't mean Vayakal. Vayakal, you have it again. But there's a time before that. Excuse me? In Kisiso. In Kisiso, right? Yeah, where was in Kisiso? Before Shani, right? Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting. Yemesh Rabbein repeats it again because it's tied to the Mishkan. But the first time, it was in Vayakel Moshe. Yeah. But the first time, it's Vayom Hashem al Moshe Lemar. Okay, thanks. Vato Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemar Aches Shabsosai Tishmoru. Okay? Why? Here you get like the Ibn Ezra. Give the Talmud Mitzvah. Ki osi beini uveinechem l'dorosechem. Ladas ki ani ad Hashem mekadishchem. The reasons of Torah are not easy to understand. I mean, okay, ki osi beini uvenechem. So Rashi says like this: Os gedolahi beinenu shebocharti bochem banchili lochem es yom menuchosi lemenucha. That's the first thing. Osi beini uvenechem l'dorosechem. And then he says, Ladas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, ladas ha'umos bo, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Okay, yeah, what is it? What does it mean? What is the reason over here? See, what is the reason? And why is it that you don't have that reason in the Zohar Shama and the Aseres Adibros? See, apparently it's a different dimension. It's a different dimension of Shabbos. What is this dimension? Rashi says, Oz gedoli beinenu shebocharti bochem banchili lochem es yom menuchasei lemenuchu. Okay, and this really is the gam bin yuchasola yishkinu areilam. For Yisrael, I'm chanasater biyavol. Zer Yaakov shabam b'chorda. So you see, this is what Rashi is saying. That's O.C. ben yivanecham. That's why the guy cannot keep Shabbos. Okay? What is the reason? What is the reason for this? You see? There's one thing in Shabbos. There's one idea in Shabbos, basically, that is something which is both. And it has these two aspects to it. On the one hand, it's the greatest idea, but on the other hand, it's something which a person would not dare do, you see. Because Shabbos basically, what's the idea of Shabbos? Shabbos, of course, is Zecher Ma'aseh Reishis. That means it's Bria Shemayim V'Aretz. So it is the Sod of Shabbos. This, you want to speak about the Sod of Shabbos. What is the Sod of Shabbos? The Sod of Shabbos is really that is the same Sod that the Rambam says. Which is like the Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. The idea is Kadmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Yesh Me'ayin. That's the idea. That's the yesod of kultur of everything. Okay, Yesh Me'ayin. So when we through Shmirah Shabbos, we do what through Shmirah Shabbos? We enunciate through the practice of Shabbos. We enunciate this idea, which is the idea that Avraham Avinu taught the whole world, and we enunciate that through Shmirah Shabbos. Okay, but there's only one problem. What's the problem? If it were just a formal enunciation, that wouldn't be a problem. That Avraham Avinu came to that conclusion years before. Vayikra Shem Avraham b'shem Hashem kel olam. So that was a rational thing to do, like the Ibn Ezra says, that's based upon a Chacham Gadol who understands who understands the true ideas. He will do that. Okay? But there's one thing in Shabbos that a Chacham Gadol couldn't figure out. And what is that? The right for an individual to imitate a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, this is something which he has no right to do. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu Shavas, you can proclaim that idea. You could proclaim the idea of the Yom HaShvi'i. You could proclaim the idea of Yesh Me'ayin, of B'Shem Ad Hashem, Vayikra Shem Hashem Ad Hashem Kel Olam. But you have no right to imitate that kind of a thing and to do Malacha 6 days and then you rest on the seventh day? You have no right to do that. That's on the contrary. That sounds insane. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that. But why do you have a right to do that? You see, that's what Rashi means when he says like this. He says, Os gedola hi beinenu. This is a great os. Shebocharti bochem v'hanchili lochem es yom menuchasi l'menucha. Okay? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something which, like the Ibn Ezra says, not something which a philosopher could ever imagine. That he gave the people the right. He was manchil them the yom menuchasi l'menucha. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's day of menucha, he was manchil to us. Okay? So what is it? Why? So the question, of course, is, why did he do that? That's why you need a matir. That's why no one else can keep Shabbos. You see, Shabbos doesn't exist for anybody else. It only exists for Klal Yisrael. In terms of Avroch Lekim Mesiyam Shviya Kaddish Yisrael is only for Klal Yisrael. For the other Umos Olamid, the entity is non-existent. The idea is very significant. The idea of Rom Avinu taught before the Mitzvah of Shabbos. But Osi Beini Uveinechem is only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that Mitzvah. It was Manchil Yom Menuchaso V'gam Menuchaso Lishkon Relishkon Arelim is Manchil only to Klal Yisrael. But the question is, why did he do that? We said it doesn't make any sense. On the contrary, it's a person is so far removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can't even have an inkling. What does Rabbi Yechman say? Even Moshe Rabbeinu, if there was the slightest hole that would have perforated the covering in that Myra, Moshe Rabbeinu would not be able to exist. So how distant is an individual from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He can't even, it's infinite. So how could a person emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemiras Shabbos, and how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be manchil his Yom Menucha for us? What's the answer? The answer is Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishcha. What is it based upon? It's based upon the idea of the Yesod of Mahu Afata. That Mahu Afata means that we have a right to learn from Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Mahu Afata. The whole Mahu Afata is that we have a right, not only have a right, I mean, we're instructed to. We're obligated to do that, insofar as we can. I mean, Ish Kifi Yecholto. Moshe Rabbeinu is one level, through Nevuah, where he, Docha B'Shem, but that's our level is different. We have to go through the Nevi'im, through the Torah, through the system, through Chazal, through the Rishonim, through the Bali Amasora, but the Yediyas, through learning around Ban, on Tzchan Shar Gmul, this is something which is extremely significant for us, extremely important, because that's the Mahu Afata. So the amazing thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Mahu Afata and he gave a matir for Klal Yisrael in the Mahu Afata, insofar as the proclamation of the greatest idea of Kol HaTorah Kula, and that is Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shem Levevish like Avram Devevir Hashem Hashem Ad Hashem Kel Olam, and the annunciation, the proclamation of Yesh Me'ayin, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Alekim Emes, he is the only real existence, and everything that exists is only from him. And the first mitzvah leida sheyeshom alakam motzi rishon, that the mamzi kol nimtza, the yisod of kol haTorah kula. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that yisod and through, and he was matir Klal Yisrael to emulate him in order to make that proclamation, And that's why the Gamba Nuchasol Yishkin Arel, and that's only Klal Yisrael. Osi Beini Uveinechem V'Garasechem Ladas. So the Yom HaSolom should know Ki Ani Ad Hashem Mekadishchem. Ki Ani Ad Hashem Mekadishchem means first of that he endowed us with that right, and the Mahu Afata is incorporated, really the Mahu Afata is incorporated in that proclamation itself. That's an amazing thing. So that's why, you see, the one mitzvah, that's what the Ibn says, the one mitzvah in the whole Aseres HaDibros, the one mitzvah that is not a mitzvah which a philosopher could arrive at on his own, is Shabbos. Is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Now, what I want to say is like this. You see, it's a good example, because you notice the Ibn Ezra says that a person that a Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up his eyes. Is that the lesson? Get the lesson. Yeah. He says, it's a funny thing. He says, In Cain, if so, Yuchal Amaskil Shashem Pakachin of Ladas Midivre Torah Sod Kalamitzvahs. My question is, is that really true? Do we maintain that a person can understand every mitzvah? Chazal say no. Chazal say Shlomo Melech couldn't understand Paradoma. He went to Kol HaMitzvahs. He was successful. He got to Paradoma. He was struggling. He couldn't. He wasn't successful. So what does it mean? So which person can know Kol HaMitzvahs? Shlomo Melech couldn't know. So then how can anybody know? Who's he talking about? It sounds like he's talking about a phenomena that exists. Talk about things that they Malach Hashar is Kenot Mitzvah. It's very nice. What does God do with us? But it sounds like he's saying, In Cain Yuchal Amaskil Shashem Pakachinov Ladas Midivre Torah Sod Kol HaMitzvahs. You see? What I want to say is like this. I want to say there's a difference between Ta'amei HaMitzvahs and Sodei HaMitzvahs. Ta'am and Sod are two different things. You see? Ta'am HaMitzvah is the reason for the mitzvah. The reason for the mitzvah. Really, when it comes to mitzvahs, there are three classes. There's tam ha-mitzvah, there's the shorashe ha-mitzvah, like the Rav emphasized, that the shorashe mitzvah means the benefits of mitzvahs. Benefits are already a different thing. You're not saying there's benefit. You're not saying that this is the tam, but this certainly is a benefit. So, but that's looking at a mitzvah in a different way. Then there's tam ha-mitzvah, but I want to say there's one more thing. There's sodei ha-mitzvah. Sodei HaMitzvah. And when the Ibn Ezra says, "Kein Yuchal Kol Maskil Ladas Shehashem Pokach Einov Sod Kol HaMitzvahs," he doesn't mean Tamei HaMitzvahs. He means the Sod. What's the difference between a Sod and between a Tam? You see, a Tam is why. Why did God give this mitzvah? That's a Tam. So if I give you a Tam, I have to explain to you in full what the problem is and how this is the solution, solves the problem. That's the tam mitzvah, okay? Yeah. In sod of the mitzvah, the sod of the mitzvah is something different. For instance, I'll ask you, what is the sod of Shabbos? Is the yesh me'ayin and kadmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Masa Bereishis is the sod of Shabbos. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's the time of Shabbos. Because a mitzvah could be built around a sod, a principle. Doesn't mean it's the time. The time means is why did God give it to me? So that has to be tied to a full understanding of what's my imperfection and how this really perfects me. Because that's the only reason that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a mitzvah. Alright? So the mitzvah, the Tamei HaMitzvah, is explaining why, you see. So it doesn't explain why. It says this is the sod of the mitzvah. What's the sod of Shabbos? The sod of Shabbos is the Sheish Mei Breishis. Yom Menucha, Shem Hashem Kel Olam, the whole Yisod of the whole of Kol Tarkulav, the whole Amunah, Avram Avinu, the whole philosophy, all Hashkafas Olam, the most essential idea for man. Okay, so the Sod and the Tam are two different things. What the Ibn Ezra is saying is, Ha'en Kein Yuchal Amaskil Ladas Midivrei Torah Sod Kol HaMitzvahs. Now, why does he say before Yesh Sod Echad? He says, in Cain, he says, what's the Lashon? He says, Yadayik, he call a mitzvah Shenacharis Meshik Ladas, Sod Echad Yesh Lechol Echad Mehem. I say, he purposely wrote it that way. You see? Because what he means is that the real Sod of Kol HaMitzvahs is, of course, Yedias Hashem. Is Yedias Hashem. But there are different aspects. You see, the different aspects to it. Like, for instance, take the Yom HaShabbos. Okay, so the sod of Yom HaShabbos is what? Really, the sod of Yom HaShabbos is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadmon. And nothing, Hashem Elokim Emes, nothing exists besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and the Bria was a creation. So that's the sod. That's the sod. But you see, in Shabbos is incorporated something else. Is also incorporated Malafata. Mawafata is incorporated. But is Mawafata something different? Is it something different? You could say yes, you could say no. Because everything hinges on the Yesod HaYesodos. You see, everything is really ultimately a Dias Hashem. But insofar as we are concerned, it splinters off into different manifestations. You follow what I'm saying? That's why the Ibn Ezra wrote it that way. He wrote him, King Yuchal HaMaskel Lohovin, the Maskel Lohovin, Sod Kol HaMitzvahs. He means that he will see how all the mitzvahs are tied to Yedias Hashem. Lo nitna Torah elo lemi sheyesh lo das. Mi she'en lo das, en lo Torah. So what he's saying is that everything really, all the person who is on a level will be able to see the sod. The sod, this sod, the sod HaYesodos, and the way it, and the ideas that stem from it, you see, permeate all the mitzvahs. And a real chacham will be able to see that. Doesn't mean he'll know tamei mitzvahs. Tamei mitzvahs is something which is really out of reach. Is out of reach, because that's only chachmas Hashem. And even the greatest chacham, Shlomo Melech, admitted he came to a certain point, he couldn't, when it said that Shlomo didn't know pardon, didn't mean that everything else he understood 100%. He means in his mind he was able to understand it. Doesn't mean that that's really what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chachma is. It means insofar as Adam is concerned, as far as Adam, not subjectively, but even he, even insofar as his mind was attempting to understand it, he came to points which he couldn't himself. He saw that he couldn't go there. That's tamei mitzvahs. Tamei mitzvahs we could never really fully arrive at. A person would have to be would be a fool if he thought otherwise, because it's das elokim and we're when our das is like a nothing. It's zero. So therefore, it's only the das ha'odom, insofar as the das ha'odom is concerned. Tamei mitzvah kino. But sod, that the Ibn Ezra says, a person who is a maskil can understand the sod. Can understand the sod. Is it one or is it many? It's one, of course, but it's also many. Because this idea, everything flows from this universal. Everything flows from this universal. And that's why the Ibn Ezra says later, right after this, he says like this, V'chol ha-mitzvos al-gimul dvarim, ho'achas mitzvos ha-leiv, see, the chovas ha-levavos is saying the exact same thing. Mitzvos ha-leiv, that's chovas ha-levavos, the mitzvos ha-leiv, which is perfection. V'abez mitzvos ha-loshon, V'agimel mitzvah say. Now, I'm not going to go through it. Just go, mitzvah salev al shnei drachim. Mitzvah say, mitzvah lo say. Now, later he says like this. I just want to quote you what he says over here. He says, of course, mitzvah say, avas Hashem. Then he has like this, mitzvos halev, heim hoikorim hanichbodim al kulam. You see? Exact same thing as the chavos of avasim. Okay? The rabbim choshvu ki ein ovon b'machsheves halev rak b'divei avodas kachovam. Says many people thought that the only thing is not to a person shouldn't believe in avodas zar. U'be'emes ki u'koshke levada yosem mikol machsheves ros. Okay, raki kineged kulam. Okay, and he goes and then he says like this. He says yeah, that certainly is the worst idea, but he says, but this doesn't mean that that's the only thing that involves mitzvahs alev, and he says, "Uksiv hativosa ki hoyo em levavecha, hativo Hashem letovim v'liyisharim b'libosam, voya levavchem sholem, aniyad Hashem chok elev, but Hashem yir lelevav." Okay, so he says, "Vehine zeh adibor rishon hu ikur kol atisho advar machtov machrov." The ikur is anoch Hashem lekecha, v'hu korav mitzvahs alev. Okay. So he emphasizes mitzvahs alev. He says is really, really the mitzvahs anechbados al kulam, anechbados al kulam. This is, you understand, everything he's saying is all unified. All stems from his whole What he's showing over here is a whole way to approach, to look at Kol HaTorah Kula. You understand what I'm saying? That's what he's saying over here. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying is extremely significant. Now, the truth of the matter is that, you see, the Rambam said the same thing. The Rambam said the same thing. We quoted the Rambam before in the end of the Mora, that part of the Mora where he talks about perfection. So he says like this. He says, he gives you his formula for perfection. Do you remember that? He gives you the formula for perfection, and he says like this. Thanks. It's over here. It's in the Moreh Nevuchim 50, the last book, 51. I will now commence to show you the way how to educate and train yourselves in order to attain that great perfection. So the Ram says the first thing you must do is this. Turn your thoughts away from everything while you read Shema or during the Tefillah, and do not content yourself with being devout when you read the first verse of Shema or the first paragraph of the prayer. Why does he say that? What does he mean by that? Exactly. He's saying the exact same thing as the Ibn Ezra. He's saying, because the Rambam is referring to what he wrote in Hilchos Krishma. What is necessary to be in Hilchos Tefillah? That in Hilchos Tefillah, all you need is to be Yitzchus Mechavin to Magad Avraham. And all you need in Krishma is the first pasuk. So the Rambam saying, do not content yourself with that. What does he mean? He means to say, same thing as Ibn Ezra, that the approach to the mitzvah should not be just to do, this is the mitzvah, and it's like a magical kind of thing, and if I do this, that's it. Now I've attained the ultimate goal, you see. Somehow or other, kiyum ha-mitzvah. That's all I have to be concerned about, is kiyum ha-mitzvah. And as long as I have kiyum ha-mitzvah, that's it. So the Rambam is saying, that is not perfection. That's not perfection. It's not an avayan. I mean, of course, it's a level. It's not nothing, but this is not. You want to know what perfection is? That is not perfection. Just to do a mitzvah for kiyum ha-mitzvah in order to be yetzer, the mitzvah in order to be yetzer, is not really what the Torah is about. And that's exactly what Ibn Ezra says. That the purpose is really perfection. Is perfection. You see, is perfection. And one more thing the Rambam says that we mentioned last week, that's exactly the same as the Ibn Ezra. And that is the Shem Hashem. It's in chapter 52. He quotes a Chazal. This is a Chazal. He says it can be proved that one of them conveyed profound knowledge, the Shem Hashem, from the following rule laid down by our sages. The Chazal is quoting: the name of 42 letters is exceedingly holy. It can only be entrusted to him who is modest in the midway of life, not easily provoked to anger, temperate, gentle, and who speaks kindly to his fellow men. He who understands it, is cautious with it, and keeps it in purity, is loved above and is liked here below. He is respected by his fellow men. His learning remaineth with him, and he enjoys both this world and the world to come. What does that Chazal mean, really? What is that Chazal? Can you translate that Chazal in a briefer way? What does it mean? It means that the Yedias Hashem affects his entire life. That's what it means. It means all perfection stems from one thing, Yedias Hashem. That's what Chazal is saying. That's what he said. The same idea. That's the same idea. That's the idea of the Ibn Ezra. That kol ha-mitzvos, really, all the mitzvos, ultimately, lead to one sod, Yedias Hashem. One sod. And the person who is fortunate, that's what he says, that's what he means. The person who is fortunate, what is the Lashon he uses there? He says, in Ken Yuchal HaMaskil, Shehashem Pokach Einov, Ladas Midivrei Torah, Sod Kol HaMitzvos. He doesn't mean Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is one in billions. billions. And one Shlomo Melech, that's it. But he means, he says, Hamaskil Shashem Pakach Einov, that a person who was fortunate, that Pakach Einov means opened his eyes. Doesn't mean the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Pakach Einov. So it means it happens not just to Shlomo Melech, it happens to many, many people. Okay? So that's what he means. He means the person who was fortunate to really understand Torah on a deeper level, and understand really the objective and the meaningfulness of Torah, what Torah is about. He says this individual will be able to see that the mitzvahs all revolve around one yisod. One yisod, it also, you can call it sod echol 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 echol, but it splinters off into different expressions, but it's basically the one yisod. Okay, stop it.
Just to clarify, why only call Yisrael and not Umos HaOlam? And the reason is, like you mentioned, because the Torah is only given to Balei Hadas, which means to say that call Yisrael to understand that the reason why we can emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu insofar as Shabbos is concerned is because of the Matir, because we proclaim the idea of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? They understand that idea. But for Umos HaOlam, you can't just give such a thing like that to everybody. You know, they'll misunderstand it. And on the contrary, it'll lead to devastation. So therefore, the Makir, the Klal Yisrael that has das and understands that this was given to us as a matana, like the Gemara says, in order that we should have the ability to proclaim Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So with that das, you have a right to Shmir Shabbos. But otherwise, you can't do it.